Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got a crazy story out of Mississippi, or it might be Wisconsin. It depends on how you do the locus of a story. Brett Favre owes $800,000 as Mississippi confronts its largest public embezzlement scandal. Wisconsin Public Radio published this, and of course, Brett Favre is a well-known football player. Mississippi's state auditor has ordered former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre to repay more than $800,000 in public money. You might wonder, why was Mississippi paying Brett Favre $800,000 in public money? Many people are wondering that too. News broke last year that the Hall of Famer, and Mississippi native by the way, accepted $1.1 million from the state's welfare system for speaking engagements to promote an initiative called Families First for Mississippi. According to the state auditor, Favre did not attend the events. He didn't attend the events, but he was paid for them. $1.1 million, which by the way is a great gig if you can get it. Pay you $1.1 million to say you'll participate in something you don't participate in. What do you do for a living? I don't show up places and they pay me. The Super Bowl champion isn't charged with any crimes. Last year, Favre said he was unaware that the money came from welfare. Doesn't explain why he didn't show up. He quickly paid back $500,000, but has yet to return the rest, according to Anna Wolf of Mississippi Today, who has reported this. A state auditor is going after more than $77 million in misspent funds related to Mississippi's welfare program, including this money owed by Favre. It needs to be repaid within 30 days, or the Attorney General could enforce the demands in court. It took several months for the auditor's office to decide what to do about these payments, Wolf said. These demand letters that went out from the auditor's office yesterday are basically the first attempt to try to recoup that money. Two nonprofits, the Mississippi Community Education Center and the Family Resource Center, owe the bulk of the misspent funds, according to White. Favre Enterprises owes $828,000, including interest. The Packers legend isn't the only former athlete involved in the scandal. Former St. Louis Rams running back Marcus Dupree and ex-professional wrestler Ted DiBiase have also been ordered to return the money. John Davis, former director of the state's Department of Human Services, has been ordered to pay more than $96 million for authorizing the illegal spending. Davis and several others are facing criminal charges. I think that we're going to learn a lot more as the trials get closer, and certainly at trial, she said. I think we're all just waiting to see how the state's top officials might be held accountable, because at this point, there have only been six people arrested. Mississippi has some of the highest poverty rates in the country, and very few residents receive cash welfare payments. Favre has another tie to the scheme, said Wolf, who's been covering the story since its beginning. Mississippi welfare officials are accused of investing public money in a Florida company that's developing a treatment for concussions, which that company was promoted by Favre. Former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, but as Davis's supervisor, some wonder whether he has any culpability in all of this. Favre was in Green Bay earlier this month to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Super Bowl 31, or as the Romans call it, XXXI. But here's the thing. The man was paid $1.1 million, and that money was supposed to go so that he would be involved in an initiative called Families First for Mississippi. He received the money, he accepted the money, but, according to the state auditor, did not show up for any of the events. And this is one of those things where I understand people are going to say, Steve, you know, this guy's a busy guy. He's got a lot of stuff going on. He's probably got business managers, money managers, social media managers. He's busy doing those copper commercials for the copper-infused underwear. He's got a lot of stuff going on, so it's quite possible this is like some kind of oversight. I find it hard to believe that you could get over $1 million and not do anything for it and not realize that there's some disconnect there. Because even when somebody, let's say some tennis shoe company, a company that makes sneakers, as some people call them, is going to pay you $1 million to put your name on a sneaker, you at least would see the sneakers with your name. You might see commercials. You might be asked to be in commercials. You might be asked to endorse these. You might be asked to do public appearances. You might be asked to do all kinds of stuff, and you would be contractually obligated to do a lot of stuff based on the contract you signed that said you're going to get $1 million. So when the state of Mississippi approaches you and says, we'll give you $1.1 million to do something, presumably there's an agreement there somewhere that might involve a contract, some kind of writing to memorialize the agreement between the parties. And when they hand you $1.1 million, presumably you'd understand you're doing something in exchange for that, wouldn't you? I mean, you don't think you're just getting $1.1 million from Mississippi because they're just happy that you were from there, are you? So I have a really hard time believing that they cut him a check for $1.1 million. He did nothing to get the money. And later on, it's kind of like, what? You want the money back? Why? I held up my end of the bargain. How? What did you do? Seriously, what did he do? Did he do anything? Did he even go to Mississippi or did they mail him the check? I don't know. It's a crazy concept. And we've talked before about government waste in a whole variety of topics, a whole variety of different notions, different schemes, different things, how government wastes money. And there is something about how people behave when they're spending their own money versus how they behave when they're spending someone else's money. And so if you work like a dog to earn the money, you're more likely to be careful how you spend it than if someone just hands you the money, right? So when you work for the money, you're a better caretaker of it. When you're working at a company and your job depends on you handling money properly, you will handle it more carefully than if there was no oversight, but you might handle it less carefully than if it was your own, right? So I'm just trying to put, there's grades here, there's gradations here, there's different levels of care that you will take with money. For some odd reason, when you put people in government and they're spending government money, it's the worst of all possible scenarios because it's not your money. It's not a company's money. It's just government money. It's tax dollars. There's this endless supply of tax dollars. And so $1 million for some Family First program? Sure, sure. If you were running a private company and you hired Brett Favre to do something and you paid him $1 million out of your own pocket because it's your own company, you are the one who eats or starves based on the success of that company, you'd see to it that there was a good ironclad contract to show what you got for that $1 million and to show what he does, what he must do, and what happens if he doesn't do it. And I don't know why, but I've got a little bit of a fear that they're going to say, oh, it turns out there's actually not a great paper trail on this. He was given the money after some emails were exchanged and we thought we had an agreement that never got signed. I'll be shocked if there's an ironclad contract that says, here's what we get for our money, here's what he must do, or he must give the money back. I'll be shocked. Is it possible? It's possible. But it's quite likely that there's just simply somebody in government who just says, well, we've got $77 million here. What can we do to raise awareness of the welfare program? Well, let's see. Brett Favre is needed some money, and he's from Mississippi. It's well known. If he speaks kindly of us, maybe that'll help us somehow. Let's flip him $1 million and see what happens. I don't know. So it's a weird story. But the funny part was that some of the headlines I saw in different locations actually says that Brett Favre is being sought because of a welfare scandal in Mississippi, which implies that he was on welfare, which is not what happened here, okay? Although some might say, hey, Steve, cutting the man a check $1 million and not following up on it is kind of like welfare. And I'll get that too, so there you go. But Brett Favre owes $800,000 as Mississippi confronts its largest public embezzlement scandal, and they want their money back. Wisconsin Public Radio reported it, and Josh sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Difficult and meaningful will always bring more satisfaction than easy and meaningless.